One of the nation's most storied record store chains has filed for bankruptcy. Actually, it's the second time Tower Records has gone Chapter 11 in as many years.
With 89 stores, it's one of the country's largest chains. Its latest filing, Tower blames both legal and illegal downloading of music along with competition from major retailers like Walmart.
The bankruptcy filing doesn't mean Tower will be immediately shutting down its stores, but some industry observers say it will have difficulty surviving.
And if it does close its doors, that will make a lot of people sad, including musician and day-to-day contributor David Waz.
Once upon a time, you went into a record store like Tower because the manager was hip enough to know what you ought to be listening to. At the fabled Sunset Strip location in Hollywood, an eager employee introduced me to a bespectacled customer who was browsing the country and western section.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl.
It was Elvis Costello himself who steered me towards some obscure blues CDs. We formed a musical bond and ended up getting together the next day to write a couple of songs. Including this one, Shadow and Jimmy. You just can't make that kind of thing happen online or at Kmart. Tower Records was a cool place to hang, a scene unto itself. It was also part and parcel of the old school ways of the record business, when payola flowed freely with scant federal intervention. It was an era of free leather tour jackets and concert tickets, emoluments that could secure a major record company the prized end-of-aisle placement for its cardboard fold-out displays. A friendly retailer could also report inflated sales with a little persuasion and stoke the chart numbers on a faltering album. Ah, them was the good old days. Tower Records got its start in 1960 when a kid named Russ Solomon put up some record bins in his dad's Sacramento drugstore. In 1967, the Summer of Love, Solomon opened a big supermarket-style store in San Francisco, and 2 years later established the legendary Los Angeles operation on the Sunset Strip. Soon he went international, running stores from Tokyo to Tel Aviv. Solomon's formula, huge stores with large inventories and discount prices, helped it expand rapidly during the 80s and 90s, only to be hard hit when the retail record business began to slump just as the new century began. 2 years ago, Tower declared its first bankruptcy, and Russ Solomon lost control of the company he created. The seeds of Tower's downturn, and that of the entire retail record business, were planted years before, when the major labels inflated prices for its shiny new digital delivery system, the compact disc. It cost no more to produce than vinyl or cassette tape, but the majors set prices at a level that fleeced consumers, and then, true to form, they neglected to pass their inflated profits back to the artists. But instant karma was lurking just around the corner in the form of the internet, and a generation of cynical cyber kids who didn't get the property part of intellectual property. The record business that used to depend on companies like Tower and its recent brother in bankruptcy, Warehouse Records, is now holding its breath and hoping for a second coming. Can you imagine Tower Records with boards on the windows on Sunset Boulevard? A music business executive recently asked wistfully. It'd be horrifying.
Musician David Waz.